Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, a judicial inquiry into the suicide of a Garda sergeant in Donegal has recommended changes in the way the Garda Síochána Ombudsman Commission conducts its business. Almost €35,000 worth of cannabis plants have been seized by Gardaí in Lifford. An 18-year-old girl who was allegedly raped by a schoolmate after a night out in County Donegal has said she tried to ask friends for help after the incident. And over €150,000 has been allocated for two major coastal erosion studies in Donegal. Those stories to follow in a full plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly live from Ballyliffin, followed by Nuacht with Colm Ferrisher. But first in news, a judicial inquiry into the suicide of a Garda sergeant in Donegal has recommended changes in the way the Garda Síochána Ombudsman Commission conducts its business, but stopped short of criticising any specific GSOC officials. Meanwhile, the AGSI is seeking a meeting with the Commission to discuss the communications element of Mr. Just Frank Clark's investigation into the death of Sergeant Michael Galvin, who died at Ballyshannon Garda Station in 2015. Donal Kavanagh has more.
Sergeant Michael Galvin was one of three Gardaí being investigated by GSOC after 33-year-old Sheena Stewart died in a road crash in Ballyshannon earlier that year. He had been interviewed by GSOC investigators. They decided the next day he had no case to answer, but that was not communicated to him, and he subsequently took his own life, unaware that GSOC had recommended there be no prosecution either of Sergeant Galvin himself or any other Gardaí. The inquiry carried out by Mr. Justice Frank Clark recommends that more detailed information be made available to Garda members about the way in which GSOC investigations are carried out. Meanwhile, the Association of Garda Sergeants and Inspectors is seeking a meeting with GSOC to discuss the communication elements of Justice Clark's report. General Secretary John Jacob says there can be no doubt that Sergeant Galvin was both an outstanding member of An Garda Síochána and also an outstanding person. He also says it must be emphasised at every turn that Sergeant Galvin was not involved in any wrongdoing.
Gardaí have seized a significant number of cannabis plants from a property outside Lifford. As part of an ongoing operation, armed Gardaí raided the property yesterday evening, seizing 41 cannabis plants with an estimated value of almost €35,000. A man in his 40s was arrested and is currently being detained at Letterkenny Garda Station. Inspector Pat O'Donnell has been outlining the details of the operation.
Yesterday evening, just after 7 p.m, armed Gardaí, supported by uniform Gardaí, raided a premises in the outskirts of Lifford, where they discovered two polytunnels full of cannabis plants. Cannabis plants were at an advanced stage, ready for harvesting. In fact, some of them had been harvested. 41 plants in total, and together with what was harvested, you're talking about street value of around 34,000. The plants were seized and removed to Hercynny Station. A man in his mid-40s was arrested at the scene, and he has been detained at Hercynny on Section 2 of the Drug Trafficking Act for questioning.
And this, we understand, was intelligence-led and part of an ongoing operation.
Yes, exactly, and I'd like to thank the members of the public who assisted us in relation to this, and I'd like to encourage them, if they are aware of any other similar enterprises, to come forward and tell us to get the scourge of drugs off our streets.
It's been revealed that there has been a 17% increase in the number of patients waiting 18 months or more for outpatient treatment at Letterkenny University Hospital since the start of the year. The figures, which have been compiled by the National Treatment Purchase Fund, show that as of the end of May, a total of 15,474 patients are waiting an outpatient appointment, 2,201 of which have been on a waiting list for at least 18 months. Donegal Deputy Pierce Doherty says the situation now is worse than ever before.
The number of outpatient appointments, those on the waiting list for over 18 months, a year and a half, has now increased by 17% since the start of the year. There's now over 2,200 people in Donegal who are waiting for a year and a half for an outpatient appointment in Letterkenny, and over 15,500 people now across Donegal are on that waiting list. This is completely out of control. This crisis has now gone into every single department of the hospital, and the government need to get a grip on it. There are solutions. None of them can resolve it overnight. We know that. We put forward a solution in terms of integrated waiting list management. The HSE actually acknowledge that it can work. And the other other solution, as we just discussed earlier this week, is to actually open up the 19 beds lying empty in the hospital.
The Taoiseach says he expects to get a report on the UK's plans for Brexit next week. It comes as British Prime Minister Theresa May holds crunch Brexit talks with her cabinet on the UK's future trading relationship with the EU. Leo Varadkar has told Cork's 96 FM News he's not anxious about what the new proposals will contain.
I've spoken to Prime Minister May only last week, and the Taoiseach has met with his counterparts. So, you know, we have some indication as to what it may contain. Indications are that it could be a significant step in the right direction. And I've always said that the European Union will be flexible if the United Kingdom changes some of its red lines. But from past experience over the past 2 years, I think it's best to see what actually comes out from London in writing before commenting.
An 18-year-old girl who was allegedly raped by a schoolmate after a night out in County Donegal has said she tried to ask friends for help after the incident. The girl was being cross-examined by texts and calls she made and received from her friends on the night of March the 18th, 2016. A 19-year-old who cannot be named for legal reasons has denied one count of rape and one of oral rape. Trish Lafferty has this report, which some listeners may find disturbing.
Michael O'Higgins SC defending asked the girl why she sent a few texts to a friend saying, "I don't know what happened. She said she just wanted somebody to help." She was then asked, was it possible she didn't in fact know what had happened? The girl replied, "I know exactly what happened, but I also know that at the time I was in shock." She was questioned if she had told her friends something of a white lie. The girl said she didn't think that was fair. In a statement to Gardaí, she said she rang her friend during the alleged incident when the accused left the scene, telling her she didn't know what to do, that she was with the accused and didn't know how to get out of there. Counsel for the defence asked why she subsequently told Gardaí in a separate statement that she got no answer when she rang her friend, and said that a call to a friend in the middle of such an event was very important. She said to her, compared to everything else, it was small.
Over €150,000 has been allocated for two major coastal erosion studies in Donegal. The money, confirmed today by Minister Kevin Boxer-Morne, will be used to assess what works are necessary to combat coastal erosion at Mahari Bay and Ballyness Bay in Maharorti. Councillor Terence Lowy says it's a significant breakthrough, meaning that future funding will be secured to resolve the issues at both bays.
These are two that would have come up in the Glenties electoral area meetings regularly, practically every meeting, and Kevin Moran's department insists that these studies are done beforehand to make sure that things are got right. The fact that the studies are being done will mean that in the future monies will definitely be allocated to sort out the problems at both of these, which are causing huge problems for the local communities on the ground.
But you would certainly be hoping that a momentum will build up and the funding for actual works will follow very swiftly once the studies have been complete and the precise nature of the work to be carried out is determined.
Absolutely. We would keep the pressure on that, so that as soon as the report is finalised, that we will be then looking for the next step and to get the work actually carried out to ensure that this problem is sorted out both in Mahari and Maharorti.
Police say they are becoming increasingly concerned for the welfare of 37-year-old Ronan Donoghue, who was last seen in Derry. Ronan was last seen in the Bridge Street area of the city over the last couple of days. He's described as being 6 feet in height, of a slight build, with greying dark hair and a beard. Police are appealing for Ronan to get in touch, or if anyone knows of his whereabouts, to come forward. The Transport Minister says lives will be saved after the road traffic bill passed in the Dáil. Despite opposition from some rural TDs, the controversial legislation passed by 75 votes to 8 after months of heated debate and filibustering. The bill will see stricter penalties for drink driving, with first-time offenders facing a temporary driving ban and restrictions on leaner drivers. Minister Shane Ross says he's absolutely delighted and took aim at those who opposed it.
It's been an endurance test. I'll just take this opportunity of saying that those who've delayed this legislation should go back and reflect on the utter recklessness of what they're doing in the face of the danger to lives from alcohol.
The Irish Embassy has confirmed that Doherty's are welcome to Dunrell Holiday Park after all. It's after a Doherty family who visited the campsite in the past attempted to make a booking for this year but were permitted not to do so. The facility had issues with a previous Doherty family and imposed the ban, but authorities at the campsite have since stated today that a staff member made a mistake. Councillor Albert Doherty is confident that the issue has now been resolved.
They offered profuse apologies and that it was their intention today to make contact with the offended party and to apologise and to see would she be now willing to visit their campsite as she had originally intended. And of course the embassy staff have asked us to keep them posted on developments, and let's hope all's well that ends well.
Live coverage on Highland Radio Sport from the Dubai Duty Free Irish Open at Ballyliffin is brought to you by Audi Sligo, your authorised Audi dealer for the North West. Find out more at audisligo.ie.
It's now 14 minutes past five and time for the latest sport with Oisin Kelly, who's live from Ballyliffin.
Yeah, thanks, Michaela. Welcome back to our coverage of this event, and it's all happening out on the course at the moment. And not a good way for Padraig Harrington. Dennis Kerwin, of course, has been watching the action very closely, as everybody else has here in the media centre. And before we look at the leaders, we had big hopes for Harrington today, sitting one off the pace after yesterday, but it's just not happening, is it, Dennis?
It certainly isn't. And, you know, he's now struggling to make the cut, O'Shane. I mean, Harrington began the day four under par, but he's now five over for his round today. He's on one over par and right on the cut mark. Unfortunately for him, on the par 5-13th, he carved his drive out to the right and it was into very, very heavy rough. They went looking for it, but he found it eventually, but apparently it was deemed to be 3 seconds over the time limit to find the ball, so he had to go back to the tee, play three off the tee, and he's made a par with a second ball, so that's a seven. So he's five over for his round now and struggling to make the cut.
Yeah, not good for Padraig Harrington. What about the leaders? The man that was setting out ahead for most of the day in his own was the Swedish player Lagerlöf, but Ryan Fox was a late starter, and the overnight leader is keeping pace with him at the front.
He is indeed, yeah. Yeah, it's been a very good performance by Ryan Fox. He led overnight at 5 under par. Joachim Lagergren with a round of 68 overtook him earlier to move to 7 under, and Ryan Fox has now just he's retaken the lead alongside Lagergren. He is 2 under for his round through 16, a couple of holes to play and the chance obviously of taking the lead and maintaining the lead at the halfway point. Danny Willett is in third place. Danny Willett has slipped all the way down to 442 in the world rankings. Of course, he was the Masters champion in 2016, has been out of form. You'd actually beat him in the monthly medal now, he's been playing so poorly but he slipped out, but it's good to see him come back into a little bit of form, and he's in tie for third alongside Xander Lombard and Matthew Pavon at present.
Yeah, Lee Westwood's in there at 5 under par with a group of players. I suppose the highest ranked player in the world is Peter Uihlein, and he is currently sitting in ninth, and he's 3 off the pace. So then, what about the Irish? Shane Lowry is the man is leading the Irish charge at the moment, Dennis.
He is indeed, yeah. The highest ranked player in the field is John Rahm, and of course John Rahm, a lot of the crowds came here to see John Rahm, of course one of the great young talents in golf, and he's doing really well. He's 2 under after 14 and he is inside the cut mark on level par, and that cut mark is moving all the time. It's actually moved back to level par, so a couple of players might miss out, like Paul Dunn and perhaps Padraig Harrington if it stayed that way. But you've got a few players there that are lurking, like Lee Westwood. Again, Lee Westwood, one of the great players down through the years, and he's found a bit of form. He had a 68 in the first day, he followed it up with a 71. He's lurking on 5 under par. So you've a few big names, but you know, a few surprises in there as well, the likes of Matthew Pavon and Erik van Rooyen, perhaps not as well known as some of the other players on the top of the leaderboard.
Off the man, Shane Lowry is the best of the Irish. He is at 2 under. He had a good finish today. Let's hear from Shane as he came off the course there.
Like, for instance, I had a perfect number to the flag on the 8th hole, and you're so scared to go for it because, like, 2 or 3 yards too far, it goes down into rough and you're probably definitely going to make bogey. So it's hard to get the ball very close to the flag. It's the same with 7, the pin at the back, it's so hard to get it back there, and yeah, it's just tricky.
I can only assume with this weather they're going to be firm across the weekend as well. A similar test coming up for you?
Yeah, I mean, it's great. We haven't played a golf course like this. I think Muirfield was the last time, the Open in 2013, I think it was the last time I played a golf course like this. So it's very enjoyable. We don't do it very often, but it's nice to do it every now and then.
Is enjoying today a wee bit better than yesterday?
Yeah, absolutely. And Shane will enjoy the fact that he's in with a chance over the weekend. I mean, you know, Shane mentioned, similar to Rory McIlroy, that double figures could be the target, maybe something around 10 under par. So in order for Shane to do that, he's just had to shoot maybe two rounds of 68, but he thinks he's capable of that. And of course, he's a very accomplished links player, and I think, you know, he's improved by two shots today. If he does that tomorrow and does that the following day, he'll be thereabouts.
Yeah, well, the man they're all here to see, huge numbers out to watch, Rory McIlroy, today was sitting at 2 under overnight. He dropped a shot, ended up with 1 under, hit a couple of bogeys towards the end, and it was a frustrating day for the Ulsterman.
It tested my patience, obviously. I was sort of mumbling a bit to myself going from the 18th green to the first tee after that putt, but like one of those things. I'm here for the weekend and at least give myself an opportunity to go out tomorrow and shoot a low one.
He's here for the weekend. He currently sits 6 off the pace. He's not to be ruled out. All he has to do is get his putting sorted, Dennis.
Yeah, his putter has been stone cold, Oisin, for the last couple of days, but it's great that he's actually going to be here for the weekend because he's a massive draw. I mean, probably Nathan Carter is a big draw here this evening. He's playing here shortly, but even Rory McIlroy, I think, will trump the popularity of Nathan Carter in these parts. And, you know, it's great that he's here for the weekend because a lot of people will have planned to come up and see the golf at the weekend, and it's good that he's around.
One other guy we're going to talk about just before we finish up with you, Dennis, is Rory McGee, because he's the Derry man that we all know has played golf and represented Rosapenna. His parents are from down the Carrigarts and Downings area. He's a fantastic young man, and this is a big stage for him, so it is this weekend. The projected cut is at +1. He got off to a dodgy enough start. The second hole in, which was his 11th today, he had a double bogey, a 6 and a 4. The back end of the course that was his first 9 is the hardest to play on. He followed that with 3 birdies. He's sitting at 1 under, and he's about to start the second 9 on the first hole. He's got the hard bit over, has he? He just has to keep going.
They're all hard, Oisin, in fairness, but you're right. I mean, a really, really tricky start for him with a 6 on the par 4, 11th, and he's done remarkably well. He's had 3 birdies since then, back-to-back birdies on 17 and 18. A terrific performance by Rory McGee. Let's hope he can hold it together and make the weekend and get a nice paycheck out of it.
You were tipping Harrington earlier. Seems to be all unravelling and falling apart of the guys up there, and the way the scoring has gone today, it hasn't been big. Where do you see the winner coming out of now, Dennis?
It's quite hard to actually predict a winner at this stage. I mean, looking at it there, like down through the first, maybe Peter Uihlein is a player, you know, very, very talented young player and American guy who's, you know, he's plying his trade on the European Tour, similar to Brooks Koepka, and Koepka went on, of course, and won back-to-back US Opens after spending a number of years on the European Tour. So perhaps somebody like Peter Uihlein, but really speaking, it's hard to see where the winner is going to come out of. Maybe Lee Westwood again, a man who shot a very, very good round today, 71 to add to a 68. Maybe somebody like Lee Westwood, but I tell you, you could stick a pin in them after that.
You could, Dennis. Many thanks for your contributions today. Cheers, and of course, you'll be back with us over the rest of the weekend, round 3 and round 4 to come on Saturday and Sunday. And as Dennis alluded to, there is big crowds about here. They're all out to see Rory McIlroy, but they're all here to have the fun as well. And I suppose over in the village, the Championship Village, which is just opposite it, they're getting ready for the entertainment tonight, and it was great to see so many people sitting out enjoying themselves in the sun, watching the big screen. The football was on, the golf was on as well. It was a bit of entertainment. It really is a fantastic occasion down here in Ballyliffin, and that's set to continue into the weekend. And if you are coming down tomorrow, the best advice we can give you will be get down here early, because we expect tomorrow to be the biggest day of the lot, and there's going to be a huge influx of visitors. They're all going to be heading to Ballyliffin. They'll all be looking to watch the big boys of the sport. Rory McIlroy will be due out round about lunchtime tomorrow. He'll have big numbers as well. If John Rahm can pick up his form towards the end of his second round, he'll be one to watch as well. But it certainly is set up and continue continues to be set up for the super spectacular that it is here, the Dubai Duty Free Irish Open for 2018, which is at the Ballyliffin Golf Club. And again, if you are coming down, make sure you bring the sun cream, because there's a lot of red heads about here in Ballyliffin this afternoon. So that's it on the golf front for today. Let's now turn to the rest of today's sporting headlines.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Letterkenny, now stocking a wide selection of Brooks running shoes.
Okay, then let's look at the other sport today. First Division action continues tonight for Finn Harps, as Ollie Horgan's men are on the road at Drogheda United. A victory will bring Harps levelling points with the Drogs. Tonight, also in the First Division, leaders UCD host Shelburne. Cabin Teely to go on Wexford. Galway play Athlone. That game involving Harps kicks off 7:45. And Sean McCaffrey will have live updates on Highland this evening from United Park. In the Premier Division, Derry City host Limerick FC at the Brandywell. The Candy Stripes sit fifth in the table, having lost five of the last six games. Some of Derry's new signings could feature tonight, but Dean Shields won't, as he is suspended. Premier Division leaders Dundalk can maintain their two-point advantage at the top of the table. They travel to St. Pat's. Second place Cork host Inform Shamrock Rovers, and Bohemians travel to Waterford. At the World Cup, France have beaten Uruguay to become the first nation to book their place in the World Cup quarterfinals. Varane and Griezmann got the goals for them today in that tie. While at 7 o'clock tonight, the second of the games will take place, with Brazil up against Belgium. That, of course, is the first of the quarterfinal ties. The winner goes through to the semis. France are the first nation to book their place in the next stage of the competition. As for cricket, it's under provincial T20 weekend in Dublin. In the first game today, the North West Warriors played the Munster Reds, ended up on the losing side. The Warriors 162 for 7 in reply, the Reds 163 for 4. Tomorrow, the Warriors take on the Leinster Lightning. While in motorsport, the Connacht Motor Club organisers have announced that they've secured the necessary permissions and support and are committed to running the Sligo Stages Rally that will now take place on Sunday week, July 15th. Earlier this week, and due to the current exceptional weather conditions, the club made the decision not to go ahead with the event, which was originally scheduled for this coming Sunday. That is it from the sports desk for today here in Highland. Again, we will have updates from the Finn Harps Drogheda game tonight, and indeed, we'll have continued coverage from the 2018 Dubai Duty Free Irish Open throughout the course of the rest of the weekend. Jeremy Doherty will be on with the first of the updates after the 10 news tomorrow morning. So until then, enjoy the rest of your weekend. If you're in Ballyliffin, enjoy your time in any showing at the spectacular event, as we go back to the studio to Michaela and Letterkenny. Michaela.
Thanks, Oisin. And finally, for weather now, a mix of cloud and warm sunny spells this evening with light winds and some sea breezes. Humid tonight with some mist, drizzle and patchy fog, and lows of 12 to 13 degrees. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, a judicial inquiry into the suicide of a Garda sergeant in Donegal has recommended changes in the way the Garda Síochána Conor Ombudsman Commission conducts its business, but stopped short of criticising any specific GSOC officials. Gardaí have seized a significant number of cannabis plants from a property outside Lifford. As part of an ongoing operation, armed Gardaí raided the property yesterday evening, seizing 41 cannabis plants with an estimated value of almost €35,000. An 18-year-old girl who was allegedly raped by a schoolmate after a night out in County Donegal has said she tried to ask friends for help after the incident. The girl was being cross-examined today by texts and calls she made and received from her friends on the night of March the 18th, 2016. And police say they are becoming increasingly concerned for the welfare of 37-year-old Ronan Donoghue, who was last seen in Derry over the past number of days. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to your podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. Coming up next is New York with Colm Ferter. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
Shamar Mahasa Colm Ferter and Sean the Priest Guilty. Tarachis Janta or Heave Narunya Gaeliga Geltakugus Nahilan New Gowil Alantis Suas Le In Villian Kadiha Egan Aristach Joe McHugh the Wanturus Choranta Augusta Eirat Korka Gavna Concur Eragomus Scam the Gunteri Changa Arreard on Skolvian Shaw Hugging
De rare na figurí bei trocha fuin gead ní smó arigid cur ar fáil chun an scéim a rachta. Maidir leis an press ráchas I gohéics an flan gníriachta don gíriga a yantar an estiacht bresas sa scéim a tha an bárt seo a ógurt agint ar a stáit. Fuagan sé go mé trocha sa dá skull vresa in a omlan in cailíhe an skull vlíon seo hoginne har an méid a tha ahanta fuin scéim fuí lahar. Fridge ratchets at a falsehe or heave glory gale to malu togha duff urin run the gelterta egan war agriot devri sunri and flan grieviacta yavidus a hard jig guji yavidus a fius a da a hiolo ingidor erna malav. Jarter go will and chila lucha go sunra sakapish rod occurrence ahas erin war agriot. August togter ahantas go well sar cho ebru bon hanafin a journal more agriacta geliga major le forbirch usage ni geliga emask chile to over olvahan fui landhol in gidor lahai na fela kyol nua amshura salt atalavion imahra gatlin and jerishakhtin yasha taharag sul gomen the kedhi ilahar igan okhaj lakhojtin the kyoltri is mo lara in erin ilahar kyoltri achula in a mask Sha an kéad uair a bhés a machasáil an sa ceantar. Seolú grúpa na géad freagrúirí gídóir ag óchaid in onad níos padraig dóir a rí na seachtainne, ba é Mark Callanan áfagia ran phártíochta pobl de chud an sérvís náisiúnta áthairceart a seol an grúpa go háfagil. Fuí chomarcha an grúpa Jóna, dean hí trochas a ceathar obrí freastal ar daoine sa ceantar i gásan na prainethe. Tá cláir na féile inis bófuine éisithe don deirú seachtainne seo, le haimeachtaí do gath duine idir leanamh agus lia fógraithe don éile ar a measc cruinniú poblaí tráthnóna deadónaí an thála an Eileann faoi ach chaú iomlúte teanna scola, ba seirbhís farantaireachta a reachtáil le linn an deirú seachtainne chun freastal ar an éile. Sin ba chuid sé eile go léir, slán agus bannacht.
The obituary notices for this Friday evening, the 6th of July. The death has taken place of Con Nealis Gibson, Kilgort, St. Johnson. Funeral from his home on Sunday afternoon at 2:30 for 3:00 Requiem Mass in St. Bathan's Church, St. Johnson, followed by removal to Lakeland's Crematorium, County Cavan. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. and on the afternoon of the funeral. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to the Donegal Hospice, care of Liam Collins, funeral director, or any family member. The death has taken place of Edward McHugh, Ballintemple, Falkara. His remains are reposing at his son Michael's residence at Ballintemple, Falkara. House private, please, from 11 p.m. to 10 a.m. Funeral arrangements will be confirmed later. The death has occurred of John Gormley, 43, Main Street, Claudy, County Derry. John's remains are reposing at his late home. Funeral from there to St. Patrick's Church, Claudy, for Requiem Mass tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. The death has taken place of Maura Carberry, Lower Ardodonnell, Letterkenny. Her remains will repose at Eternal Light Chapel of Rest, Mountain Top, until 7:15 this evening, followed by removal to St. Enan's Cathedral. Requiem Mass on Sunday morning at 10 o'clock, followed by burial in Cornwall Cemetery. Family flowers only, please, donations in lieu of desire to Mary's Meals, care of Jim Medlin, funeral director. The death has taken place of Liam Fitzpatrick, 11 Cockhill Road, Buncrana. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral from there on Sunday morning at 10:30 for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in St. Mary's Church, Cockhill, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The death has taken place of Patrick McBrearty, 1 Lenamore Gardens, Derry. Removal from there tomorrow afternoon at 12:25, going to St. Patrick's Church, Pennyburn, for Requiem Mass at 1 o'clock, interment afterwards in the city cemetery. The death has taken place of Margaret Josephine Waters, Maggie Josie, Monaghan, and formerly of Mentinady, Ardra. Her remains will repose at Shovelin's Funeral Home, Sanfield, Ardra, until 8 o'clock this evening, followed by private removal to her residence. Her remains will repose at her late residence tomorrow from 2 to 6. House private to family friends at all other times. Funeral from there on Sunday morning at 10:30 to the Church of the Holy Family, Ardra, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass. Burial afterwards in the adjoining graveyard. The death has taken place of Margaret McAree, Kinahan Kilmacrennan. Her remains are reposing at her late residence. Funeral Mass tomorrow to St. Columbus Church Kilmacrennan for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass. Burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Donegal Hospice. House private, please, after 10 p.m. The death has taken place of Patsy Patrick Doherty, now head Muff. His remains will arrive at Sacred Heart Church, Muff, this evening at 8 o'clock, reposing overnight. Funeral Mass tomorrow morning at 11, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. The death has taken place of Michael Barr, Ballymacarthur, Greencastle. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral from his home on Sunday morning at 11:15 for Mass at 12 noon in St. Mary's Church, Ballybrack, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to Parkinson's Association of Ireland, care of Liam Collins, funeral director, or any family member. The death has occurred of Eunan Crumlish, Chapel View, St. Johnson. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Removal from there this evening at 7 o'clock to St. Bathan's Church, St. Johnson, reposing overnight. Requiem Mass tomorrow morning at 11 with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. House private, please, from 11 o'clock tonight and before the funeral tomorrow. And the death has taken place of Eddie McIntyre, Craigtown, Fawn. His remains will repose at the family home from 11 o'clock tomorrow morning. Funeral from there on Monday morning at 10:15, going to St. Mary's Church, Fawn, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock. Burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member, or Murphy's Funeral Directors.